Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
This was the scene in an L.A. courtroom last week with Lindsay Lohan.
I know that I was ordered to go once a week, and it wasn't, you know, I wasn't missing the classes just to hang out or do anything like that. I was working mostly in Morocco, the trip. I was working with children. It wasn't a vacation. It wasn't some sort of a joke. And I respect her where I've been taking it seriously.
So the judge wasn't having any of that last week, and she said to Lindsay, I'm sorry, but we got to put you in jail for the next 90 days. And I think that's supposed to start on July 20th. Mm-hmm. Her dad, Michael Lohan, joins us this morning. Hey, Mike. Or Michael.
Good morning.
Lohan.
How are you, folks?
Good. How are you today?
Okay. You know, a little tired. Still jet lagged and beaten up from all this, but getting by.
I bet, you know, I think I started our conversation the last time the same way I'm going to start it this time. And I'm so conflicted because I'm a parent, so I understand what you are trying to do. And I come from a family of disconnections, so I understand what you're trying to do. You see your daughter, you see her going right to the bottom, hitting rock bottom time and time again, and you want to do something about it. You want to somehow help. But then on the other side of it, she said so many times that if my dad would just stop talking about this publicly, I could move on. So why are we here again?
Well, listen, I think we all know that addicts are liars. And unfortunately, a lot of people around the addicts are liars, too, because they're addicted to their own whatever problem they have as well. Everything was kept quiet. We did everything very quietly at the beginning, but nothing was being done. So I think that me voicing my opinion is making changes. Number one, they're investigating the Ride On program now because they falsified records, and thank God the L.A. County Department of Health is doing that. They're also they're starting to look into the doctors that wrote the prescriptions for Lindsay, and hopefully it will help my daughter. But I just hope that all the noise I've been making will make a difference in other people's lives as well, because this prescription drug use and the haphazard writing of prescriptions by so-called doctors and addiction specialists has to be stopped. It's killing too many kids. And I think when you look at all of the medication Lindsay was on in her probation report, it's even far worse than I thought, because it's a toxic combination, and I don't know how she made it this far.
What did you think it was? Because it, you know, and at least listening to Lindsay, like, you have no more information about her life than I do. Like, you're not on the inside. You're just hearing rumors, or you get information second or third hand.
Oh, do you think so? Well, how come everything I said has been proven to be true, then? I mean, everything. With the drug use, with the people. I even know the people she's getting it from. People can speculate all they want. They're listening to things that just aren't true.
So you,
I mean, if people are saying I wasn't talking to Lindsay the night she tweeted and she went on a rant and she got angry at me. She got thrown out of a club in California in Truesdale. Who was the first one that she contacted? Me. The very night she just said I have nothing to do with my dad. No, 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 no. And she contacted me that very night, but I didn't tell anyone that she contacted me. But I'm telling you now because you're bringing it up. But frankly, I don't care what people think. I'm doing things to help my daughter. My daughter is in such a dark, dark place. She lost all sense of God. She lost all sense of truth. And it's a shame. I mean, she needs her life back. She actually is one of the best people I've ever met. Not because she's my daughter, but she's just wholeheartedly a wonderful person. And she has a lot to offer. But she can't when she's on prescription drug use, or dead for that matter.
She seems to have hit some sort of rock bottom, and it seems to me that at this moment in her life, she would really need her mom and dad. Are you and your mom sort of, or her mom sort of setting aside your differences in order to help your daughter?
Thank you so much. No, she does need her mom and her dad. And this is not, I'm telling you, it's not Lindsay's fault. There's one problem, and it's four letters. It's D-I-N-A. It's Dina. Dina has always used the kids as pawns. She's driven wedges between us constantly. Whenever the kids need me and I'm there for them, she wants to be the one to take the credit for it. And I'm going to tell you something that you don't know. The only way Dina agreed to sit down with Lindsay and myself, which the doctors and lawyers have told her to do for years, the only way I got this done, and it's going to happen soon, is I had to get Dina's former partners to drop a $400,000 judgment against her just to sit at the table with us. So everything has a price. It's disgusting. I mean, you have to put money and your pride aside, two of the seven deadly sins. Just get them out of your life. And it's no example for a mother to lead by partying with your kid, by justifying your actions, by saying, oh, she doesn't have a problem. Oh, she's doing this and doing that. She's working. Well, it's all a lie. You have to lead by example. You can't teach your kids that lying is okay, that, oh, everything's going to be fine, that it's not a big deal. This is a big deal, and lying isn't okay. You know what? All kids need both their parents, especially in a time of crisis. Whether they get along or not. And, you know, it's funny because on the 4th of July, Dina and I were on the phone, and my son Michael was at my house, and we were like best friends. And then this happens, and Dina goes out to L.A. after Lindsay gets sentenced, and all of a sudden, I'm out of the mix again. It's ridiculous.
Talking to Michael Lohan, father of Lindsay Lohan. Are you happy that she's going to be going to jail for 90 days? Do you think that's the best thing for her?
Of course not, and I think the judge got a kind of ass backwards. She should have gone into rehab first and then reconsidered and said, okay, evaluated how she did in rehab and then put her in jail. A person that's on this kind of prescription, or these prescriptions, should not be put in a jail environment to begin with. She's got to be detoxed first, because when you go into jail, if you're on prescriptions going in, they're going to keep you on the prescriptions. And this, it's literally killing my daughter. And you don't know what can happen once you're in the system.
But it's so much more, Michael. It's so much more than the prescription medication that we're talking about here. Haven't we gone down this route with her before?
No, as a matter of fact, they had it, and I'll tell you why. Because each time she went into a rehab, they put her on new meds, or they put her on more meds. Mm. I was beside myself when I took her out of Circlage, and I saw all the medication she was on when she left. I'm like, you don't want to go to rehab, you're off pills and off of drugs, and you're walking out of here literally with a tray full of different medications she was on.
What medications?
Zoloft, Trazodone, Dilaudid, Adderall, and Adderall's—it's disgusting. And then Nexium, there's other things I've been told that, you know, when you want Xanax, she gets, and Valium and Ambien. Mm. I mean, there's things that aren't prescribed that she gets as well. And the people I found out that she's getting those drugs from, they're gonna have their own problems pretty soon too.
How do you defend how she's been acting like she's above the law? She doesn't come back from the film festival. She writes FU on her fingernail when she goes into the courtroom. All these things that make her above the law, that any normal citizen would not behave that way when dealing with a judge. I mean, why is she doing that? Well, does she believe she's above the law?
I agree with you 100%. Nobody has the right to disrespect the court or a judge like that. Absolutely not. At the same time, don't forget what I've been saying. This is not Lindsay. This is someone this is an addict on drugs, on prescription meds, and she's just not herself. She's not in her right frame of mind. This is not the daughter I raised. This is not the girl that I know. It's just, she's just become a totally different person from all the medication, I'm telling you. And she is not above the law. Nobody is.
Michael, I got to get back to my initial statement here, because everything you're saying as a father, and I'm a father too, I totally agree with. But at the very bottom of it, there are going to be people that are critical of you saying any of this publicly, because the only way that you can keep yourself in the public eye and continue to make money is to continue to do interviews about Lindsay Lohan.
Why? Who said I'm making money? Are you paying me to do this?
Well, I know you're doing like celebrity fights. You've done this and you've done that only because you are okay. Lindsay's dad.
Well, no, there's been other things. I was on television for other reasons too, with regard to the charity work I do, with human trafficking issues. I mean, yeah, I guess you haven't seen those things. You don't, and I guess you don't see me feeding the homeless on Sunset Boulevard after I ate dinner. Instead, they put a picture of me sitting down at a table there. But see, people like to twist things. There's misconceptions. They like to make things dark instead of make them light like they should be. And look at whether I'm talking about Lindsay or if I start an investigation on doctors or this right on, so this doesn't necessarily have to be about my daughter. It is about my daughter to me, but it might help other people too. I mean, look at, because of this stink I raised because of the Right On program and them falsifying their records, they might shut this program down. Who knows what they're doing with other people? Who knows how they're slipping through the cracks and they're getting by and not getting the treatment they really need? How about all of these rehabs that are putting people on drugs when they go in instead of taking them off? Well, voicing my opinion with regard to that, too, might make a difference. It might stop them from doing that.
Michael, how do you feel about Lindsay's ex-girlfriend, Samantha, going back to visit her over the weekend? You've been critical of Samantha.
I think it was great that Samantha did that.
You do?
Absolutely. It was wonderful that she went back and she was by her side in a time like this.
That's a change of tune. Wow. I mean, change of tune because you've been complaining about everything that Lindsay's done for years now. And I think it started with her dating Samantha, and you were very critical about that relationship. So what changed?
Well, I'll tell you, and that's because they're not together anymore. That's what changed, and I'm happy about that. But the thing is, when Samantha first came on board with Lindsay, Samantha was making $25,000 a night doing the gigs at the clubs, and then, I mean, it skyrocketed $25,000 to $50,000 in appearance, and I felt Lindsay was being taken into clubs to hang out with Samantha so that her fee could get raised. And I thought my daughter was being used and brought to a place she shouldn't be. She didn't belong in clubs around drinking. And that's exactly what was happening. So, I mean, any father would be the same way. So I'm such a bad guy because I didn't want my daughter putting herself in harm's way or getting used to make money in the process. And that now that things have fallen apart between them, at least she has someone there that she did care about or does care about that can support her in the right way. That's why I don't have a problem with it.
Michael, I know you're going to have to take off and do other interviews, but where is this in the process now? So July 20th, Lindsay goes into jail and she starts to serve that 90-day sentence?
Well, supposedly, but I mean, there's a whole appeals process that can go through and it can be delayed from 6 to 12 months by doing that, but we just have to see. I'm fighting to get the sentence reversed and have her go to rehab first. And then if the judge wants, then into jail. But I don't want my daughter in jail. I wish I could serve the time for her. And I mean that with all my heart, and God knows I mean that. I just have to save my daughter. That's it.
All right, Michael, we'll let you go. Thanks for your time.
All right. God bless you guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it always trips me out because he makes sense.
He does.
If it wasn't public, I totally get what he's trying to do. I get it. You know, 1-877-588-BERT, BERT, 1-877-588-2378.
I still think she believes she's above the law, and that if she gets a better attorney and they reduce the sentence and they get her out of this and she circumvents this judge all over again, she's just going to believe it further that she's above the law.
Because of parents like that. She's 24 years old, and, you know, I don't know. I just feel like, I think he's sleazy. I think he's trying to stay in the spotlight because of his daughter. In this whole, now he's found God, so God bless, God this, God that. I just think he's sleazy.
We can take your calls if you want. I'm not sure that I'm entirely comfortable with him. Like, well, I'm saying this publicly so other people can benefit from what we're going through. Man, if Lindsay gets healthy, he has no career.
Right.
It just makes sense, though.
But I know, I understand that part of it. What he's saying as a father is absolutely accurate. Mm-hmm. But he's also not listening to his daughter saying, shut up about this publicly and talk to me about it privately.
And when is she going to get to be an adult? You know, mm-hmm. let her pay her own dues. Let her go to jail. Let her do her thing and shut up.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday.
Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
So we just had Michael Lowen on, father of Lindsay Lowen. And his story today is pretty much the same that it's been, right? He's publicly speaking out about Lindsay and now her jail sentence and her addiction to prescription medication because he feels like it's going to do others good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's just trying to send a message. Maybe they could learn through his and Lindsay's situation, right? Mm-hmm. Now, others are critical of him, saying, then do it privately, man. If you really want your daughter, everything that's coming out of your mouth sounds right, except you're doing it on the Today Show. You're doing it on the Burt Show. Good morning, Belinda. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thanks.
What's up?
I was just calling because in one breath, Michael explained how rehab totally handicapped his daughter because every time she leaves with this onslaught of new medications, but he's fighting for her to go to rehab versus another option. That just further, you know, confirms what Melissa said, that he's helping to keep her safe.
I mean, I didn't catch that. Maybe he's thinking of another rehab thing, but yeah, he makes me uncomfortable. So I just think it's so, I don't know. Yeah, I just don't think, because I compared it earlier to Britney Spears' dad. You know, he got concerned about Britney. He came in, you know, got a handle of her career and never spoke publicly, never bashed her publicly, never said a word about her, but just privately handled it. And, you know, Britney's doing better. So
the Samantha Ronson thing seems a little strange to me also, that he's like, yeah, now that she's not with her, I'm okay with it. But Samantha's still in clubs every night, still hanging out. Still
but Lindsay's
doing all
not
that.
With her. That's the, like, I get what he's saying. Like, he's saying that Samantha Ronson is making $2,500 a night as a club DJ, which is great money. But then once Lindsay Lohan signs up, she is traveling the world and making $25,000 and all that stuff. It's a completely different scenario.
We just had Michael Lohan on, who is still talking about Lindsay. She's just been sentenced to 90 days in a California jail. He wishes she wasn't going to jail. He wishes she was going to rehab, and he doesn't think that jail is the way to go. Here's Lisa. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, how you doing, Burt Show?
Good. How are you?
Fine. You know, I just wanted to share something with you guys. Love your show. Love the show very much.
Thank you.
I have, as of today, 24 years in recovery from alcohol and drugs.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and, you know, I got sober when I was 2. Oh, that's a lie. Anyway, listen, I wanted to tell you something about Hollywood, because I came from Hollywood. I live somewhere else now, but I came from Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Lindsay Lohan, it's just, I have worked at big rehabs before. They do not give you Adderall at rehab. You know, that is a very addicting drug. If they're going to give you anything, it's going to be a non-narcotic, and they're going to give it to your handlers. So she's in a position where, you know, as like in Michael Jackson, nobody will listen because they want it. They're, you know, fame whores. That's what I call them, fame whores.
Well, stories came out this morning, and I don't have confirmation, but it sure sounds like a story we've heard before, and not necessarily in the celebrity world. If you want prescription drugs, you can get prescription drugs.
You can go on the internet and get them.
You lie to one doctor.
You can go
to the
internet,
other.
and you talk to a fake doctor. But you don't know what you're getting. You could get poison. You can go to any doctor in L.A. and say you're depressed, and you can get Xanax. No rehab's going to give you Xanax. Xanax is almost as addicting as heroin, and the withdrawal from it is horrible.
Oh. But you can manipulate doctors. You can manipulate nurses.
Yeah.
And what they're saying about Lindsay this morning is she sort of had this train of doctors. When one said no, she'd go to the other who said no. Then she'd find another one that would finally say yes.
What's y'all's take on what he said about Dina? I mean, basically blaming her mother for just about everything.
They both blame each other. They're both at fault.
They're stage parents. They're stage parents that put their kid in the movies at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about how Lindsay thinks she's above the law, well, I mean, they raised her to be in this position.
It's a classic case, I think, also of parents that can't put their egos aside and do what's best for their kid. I mean, at the end of the day, it's best for them to sit down and talk about how to handle their daughter together. Even if they have differences as a couple or as individuals, they still have a daughter that is begging for help right now.
This is a young girl who needs her mom and dad. I mean, just to be her mom and dad, not to be these, you know, figures in the media or, you know, battle it back and forth, doctors and lawyers and whatever. Just stop and be her parents.
But have they ever been, is my question. Have they ever been? We're asking them to do something they've never done for her.
Here's Toya. Hey, Toya, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. I so completely agree with you guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
But I do think, like, I've seen that little Lohan show they had on E! And she is one of those moms who wants to be the best friends with the daughter and they can go out and party and be okay together, but she's not really addressing the problems in the house. So besides the grandmother, like, she's just kind of like, you know, let's go out and be friends. But with her dad, like, I get what you guys are saying, but I think you guys are being way critical of him because Lindsay is a public figure, and being quiet, it hasn't worked. Her mom has been in control all this time, and her being quiet has done nothing for Lindsay, so therefore he had to find some way to get to her. And so far, since he's been speaking out, things have been happening. Not the way we would like for them to happen, but things are happening.
And I guess if we, you know, if we had more time with him this morning, and he really is a guy like I could talk to for another 15, 20 minutes, he would say that he would sacrifice his relationship with his daughter if he knew in the long run she was going to be healthy. So let's just say she never trusts him when she's finally clean and sober and healthy. She never trusts him ever again. Their relationship is cut off. I think that's probably a sacrifice he's willing to make.
And it more than likely will end up being that kind of sacrifice. I mean, some sacrifices are going to have to be made. And her mom, so far, hasn't been willing to make them. And so he's the one who's coming in now having to make them. And I do get what you guys are saying, that without Lindsay being sick, like, he doesn't have a career, but he has to help his daughter. There's no way for him not to. And it's just a completely awful situation, you know, where he has to be speaking out like this against his daughter in order to get her some attention and get people to look at her and say, hello, wake up, like, we need to do something.
Well, Melissa, say it.
Well, I mean, I think everybody thinks, I don't know why this is the example I came up with, but everybody assumes it's like Ward and June Cleaver, that they're just the perfect parents and Lindsay's in trouble. So this is the last ditch resort that Michael Lohan has to make in order to get to his daughter. I mean, I think that, again, they have been, you know, probably dysfunctional parents up to this point. Lindsay's, you know, coping structure has been based on them. He's like, this is not the daughter I raised. Yeah, it is. This is the daughter you raised, Michael. And, you know, the fact that you keep screaming out, there's part of me, is it pushing her further into the escape or is it helping her? Like, Michael, what if you're the reason that she's taken half the drugs she's taken?
Well, he would probably say that when he left and Dina, when they got divorced, and then when Lindsay was in the house with Dina, that's when this change happened.
Right.
That would be my guess.
There's a key word. I mean, I disagree with him being this good father. I don't think that's where his intention is.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
We heard from Jen Hobby earlier this morning. Her vacation was awesome. I mean, she went to France. She went to Switzerland. I mean, it was romantic. It's her first long vacation with her fiancé. I didn't do anything real special. I mean, I went to Charleston, South Carolina, hung out with my family, pretty standard stuff. My best friend from, like, the eighth grade came out also, and we spent, like, four or five days together with his kids,
cool.
too. So it was pretty cool, but pretty standard stuff, you know. A lot of miniature golf.
That's awesome,
though. That's cute.
But it was good. It was a really great time to hang out with.
Quintessential family vacation.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's cool.
And then Jeff went up to the lake also, right?
Yeah, I was up in South Carolina, and my parents come down every year at this time because my dad's birthday is July 5th. Mm-hmm. So we spent 4th of July together, and we had a bunch of friends over at the house. And I told you before I left that I was afraid that I was going to drink and cuss in front of my parents, and I didn't.
Nice.
So,
good for you.
Yeah. So
you said cuss at them is what you said before.
Because I've never cussed in front of my parents.
Really? Yep. Not one word?
Yep. Really?
Not even a slip up?
Once when we were in a car accident, but all three of us said the same word at the same time. The girl
That's cute.
T-boned, I guess, whatever, mm-hmm. hit the front of my car. And as soon as contact was made, like, we didn't even see her coming out of nowhere. All three of us said the S word at the same time.
They all cross each other out. Yeah, it
so
never
it like,
happened.
So it, like, it was,
yeah, it eliminated each other.
So it was muted. Man, didn't hear a thing. But other than that, I've never. So I was afraid that with my, you know, best friends up there and around and all the drinking and stuff, and we discovered bocce, you know, the game, the, mm-hmm. the Italian whatever it is, mm-hmm. lawn bowling or whatever, we discovered that game, and that has a lot of potential for cussing because it's
this an annoying long not cussing in front of your parents, and this bocce ball would be the thing that would make you cuss.
Such a simple game. It's almost like war. You know what I mean? When you're playing war with cards, like all you have to do is get the higher card. All you have to do is throw the ball close to the other ball, and man, is it annoying. So no, there was no cussing. So that was good. And then my I have a half brother because before I was ever around, my dad was married once before, and he had two sons, and it was a weird relationship, so we've been out of touch with them for years, and just got reacquainted with the younger one because the older one passed away, so that kind of was, you know, became a bonding thing. So he came down for the second time, mm-hmm. and he is from North Carolina, the woods.
He's country.
He brought some gifts.
Mm-hmm. Did he bring moonshine?
He did.
He did.
It's like fresh moonshine.
Did
he make it?
Yes.
Okay. He did.
That's right. You can't bring somebody else's moonshine.
No,
you
have to make it.
You have to take it down like back roads that are all dirt.
Yeah.
Going
yeah.
from North Carolina
I
into
mean,
Georgia.
The stills
actually,
are up in the hills.
Technically, I don't know. I got to Google moonshine because he does a lot of talking about the way like it's crafted. Like mm-hmm. yeah. he starts with like some sort of wine and then like.
He just opened up a Zima and put it
in
a big old bottle.
No, he boils it down and all this weird stuff. And I don't know how he does it, but he like starts with 5 gallons of wine and ends up. And I mean, he really ends up with like little mason jars, mm-hmm. and he guards those things with like yep. only special people get those.
Well, because it's still illegal.
I mean, it's illegal, but I think
it's
jaywalking, Melissa.
But he's not like
right.
he's not like the guys you used to see on Dukes of Hazzard with the big stills out behind the barn or whatever. Like I think whatever he does. He does it like in his garage, and he does it once or twice a year, and he ends up with seriously like 4 mason jars full out of he probably starts with a swimming pool full of ingredients, but by the time it all cooks down, he ends up with a tiny amount, and those things are seriously gold bars passed on only to the most honored family members and friends.
and you were one of those.
I'm the recipient of 2.
Awesome.
And he must really love you.
Yeah. I forgot to bring them today, but I am going to bring them because I would like us all to have a taste.
That's yes. moonshine love.
No. Yeah. You're assuming all of us haven't had a taste.
So, well, Melissa.
It doesn't take much, though, so it's got to be like after the show.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to bring that. Next time I go up to the lake, I'll bring it back. So
it can also take rust off of, like, pipes yes. that you have around the house yeah. or anything like that.
But I brought some stuff.
Burn through steel.
Yeah. Does it take off my nail polish?
Yes.
Okay.
It will. I've also brought some stuff, though, for our post-show meeting today.
Okay.
From my half-brother.
Uh-oh.
He's told us he's country. Nervous. Like, his brother brought soil, topsoil, for your dad, right? As
yeah.
a gift one time.
These are homemade pork skins.
Nice.
Homemade. Cool.
Yep.
First time I've heard anybody make their own. Okay.
So this is...
I would love to see the trailer he lives in.
Yeah. You're not far off. So I've Aww. Seen where these are cooked. There's little fly strips above them, so there's no flies in here. So those are them. And then these are wheat, bacon-flavored wheat puffy things.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Did he make those also?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Everything here is handmade.
That's awesome.
Then this
How
is...
sweet.
This is...
all right.
Oh, no. Are those penises?
What?
Penises in a jar. I don't know.
Pickled penis? Yeah, that's a delicacy in North Carolina.
It's like tomatoes.
Yeah, these are green tomatoes, and they're spicy green tomatoes. Mm-hmm. That's not okra, Jen. Those are jalapenos.
Oh, and they're yum. Canned.
Yeah, canned.
They're canned. That's a that's a big process.
Jen, you want one of these? Or Wendy, you want one of these?
Yes,
okay.
I love jalapenos.
Now, I'll tell you here, why doesn't Wendy have one now?
Hold on, let me get my camera out.
Somebody videotape this.
Uh-oh.
You're saying that she's never had a jalapeno as hot as this.
Here's what I know is I got a friend of mine. One of my best friends is a Southern fella. Mm-hmm. He grew up in these parts. His name's Ed. He's
you know, you can't pull off the Southern accent.
Yeah,
New York man.
So he's.
I love how I always start when you start yeah. you start trying to slip into it. And you just quite can't quite get there.
He's used to Southern things, right? So he's used to this stuff. And he's a singer. He's Ed from Collective Soul. So mm-hmm. he makes a living using his throat and his voice.
Mm-hmm.
He was not completely aware of the spiciness of this thing when he popped one in his mouth. And I seriously worried about his career for about an
oh,
hour.
Oh, no.
It depends how many hot? Seeds are in it, because the more seeds you have in a jalapeno, the hotter it is.
He didn't eat the jalapeno, Wendy. He ate the tomato.
Mm. It's just when it's pickled in there with it.
Why don't you go ahead and eat that, because we're going to have to sign off here in a sec. Kay. Go ahead. Take it.
Here, pass that over.
Okay.
Don't touch it, Melissa.
With a mason jar, the canned. That's a huge process to
and
can
he actually,
something.
It was so bad that my dad came over to him and said, don't rub your eyes with your hand because you touched it.
Yeah, definitely make sure you wash your hands, Wendy.
I don't know if I can get the top off.
Good for
it's Wendy, I just loosened it.
Well, no, it's vacuum sealed. When you can, you have to
boil
it.
She's a helper with that. She's got those nails.
No, yeah, you really have got it.
Yeah, it's vacuum sealed.
Because you can't, this doesn't come off
That's why country folk could can things and put it on the shelf and it lasts for years because it's vacuum sealed.
That's going to last for years because it's liquid plumber.
Oh, you're not going to eat the jalapeno.
Oh, God, Wendy, don't.
No,
okay, come
tomato.
On. If you're going to go big, dude.
A jalapeno, it's got
Let's
a lot
go.
Of goodness.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to go large, girl.
Here she goes.
She looks normal. Uh-huh. Looks fine.
She's
Is
never...
it supposed to be hot?
Nice.
See, come I'm on. From no, I'm from
yes,
Texas. I grew up on
Southern
food.
That's my girl
food.
Right there. Look at
oh,
that.
She just ate the rest
the whole
of it.
Thing in there, man.
That's good.
And
good
she's fine.
Just give her a minute.
Let's let it saute for a second.
I even put it on the tip of my tongue where it's supposed to be the hot.
Wow, that's impressive.
Wendy.
Maybe you didn't get a jar of hot ones.
You want me to get another
maybe
one?
Those were
Jeff,
the,
you're so disappointed.
I really was.
That's really
Is it
good.
Sweet or hot?
It's got a little bit of like spicy flavor to it,
a
but
bit.
She just totally showed up Ed also.
Yeah, nobody's going to be more upset
yes,
than that.
That is so, no, these are good jalapenos. These are like, I'm going to have another one.
This Texas
I'm
girl.
I'm in love with jalapenos.
You can have that whole jar, Wendy, because I guarantee you.
It's all yours.
That won't get eaten in Jeff's house.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, the Burt Show.
All right, another competition that we had between all of us was we were going to pick World Cup winners.
Yes.
There was a World Cup bracket, right, intern Brandon, on ESPN, and we all filled out our World Cup brackets when it started.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody in here, with the exception of me, follows soccer whatsoever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not even has anybody ever watched a match in here, a soccer before the World Cup?
Not a full one.
Not
and
a
not
no.
even a full Fleet. One during the World Cup. I tried Sunday. Mm-hmm. We tried.
Well, when does the World Cup end?
It's right the same time hockey season ends.
Because I thought that it ended when the USA got eliminated.
For a lot of people, I think that's true.
But there were other teams in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. a couple okay. others, yeah.
I understand the energy of it now.
Because you were
being
in Europe,
during the thing and going to, we went to a public viewing of one of the matches and it was insane.
Oh, good. Cool. Somebody else I know who's going to pretend to care in 4 years.
It was like
Yay.
It was like a music festival.
Don't listen
festival.
To him. Anything athletic just goes over his head.
I know. But it was like a music festival. You would have thought that there was going to be a concert of like U2 that was going to mm-hmm. be there. But no, it was just a big screen where everybody was going to watch. It was the Germany and Spain game.
And your fiance was in Germany during the...
When Germany won the match before that, he was.
Uruguay?
He was nuts.
Yes.
Yeah, that one. Exactly.
Intern Brandon, what's up?
I just want to give a little background on how this bracket came to be. Because remember, we started talking about this bracket after... I got trolloped in the NCAA bracket pool by
That's
Wendy.
Right.
Because Brandon in here, I mean, I'm a sports fan, but Brandon is 24/7 sports. And in the NCAA basketball tournament, he sucked. I mean, really bad.
Yeah,
embarrassingly bad. So bad. Yeah. This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
I was eliminated. I was eliminated the first weekend, and Wendy almost won.
And Wendy almost won. And Brandon's like a sports savant. Like, I mean, he is over the top sports. Everything out of his mouth is comparing sports, talking about sports.
Part of the reason why he hasn't had sex in 4 years.
Because he'd rather watch sports.
You have had sex in 4 years?
No, like. 2 years. But hey,
so yeah,
yeah, he's won the World Series, so we're all good.
So Brandon, he did. He put us all together on this bracket thing, and we all went to ESPN, and we filled out the brackets before the first game even started. And again, nobody in here knows anything about soccer. I am a soccer fan, so I should have had the advantage in this whole thing for sure. Wendy, how did you pick your teams? Before I haven't even opened up the results yet. I have no idea. Brandon gave them to me this morning at like 6.
I went and checked out the rosters to look out how hot the guys were on the team. Mm-hmm. So I would pick the hot guys. And then I also went based on the flag color, because if they had equally as hot men, I just went on who had the prettier flag.
Who had the prettier flag? And who did you inevitably pick to win the whole thing?
Spain.
She had Spain.
España.
Okay. Wow.
All right. Nice. Melissa Carter, how did you pick?
And Spain did win the whole thing.
They did.
Yeah.
They did yesterday. I picked cooler flags.
Yeah.
But I think I picked Brazil, actually, to win.
Jen?
I started picking countries I wanted to go visit, and then I went on flags.
Jeff, did you pick at all?
I just picked randomly. I was annoyed I had to do it. I don't care.
Yeah. I just anything was like, when you have to work on the show, that bothers you.
Yeah.
Shiny, happy people
back from vacation.
If the country ended with a vowel, I consider that more advantageous than if it ended in a consonant. But other than that, just dumb radio bit to me.
And my picks were done analytically. I read 3 or 4 or 5 different magazines, compared notes, went on ESPN, did my research, probably spent, when all is said and done, probably 6-7 hours.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I mean, not specifically for this, because I was reading up on the World Cup anyway, but I certainly had way more of an education than you guys did.
That's awesome.
But who did you pick?
I picked Spain to win the whole thing.
See?
But just because you picked Spain doesn't mean that you won our brackets, because it's all based on who won and lost in the earlier rounds also.
Okay.
All right.
I don't even remember all the people.
I think I picked Argentina to win the whole thing. Vowel. Begins and ends with the same vowel.
With an A.
So to me, that was real good.
And Spain. No.
Jeff, you were eliminated before it even started.
So how is this even read? Is it from top to bottom?
Top to bottom is winner to last place.
All right. In last place of our World Cup bracketed tournament is Jeff Dollar. I know you're going to lose a lot of sleep over that. If it's sports related, Jeff will come in last. Fifth place was Jen Hobby.
Oh, bummer.
Damn
who did I pick? Did I pick Portugal?
I don't know. It doesn't say who your inevitable winner was.
It's a dumb pick. It ends with a consonant.
Yeah, you picked somebody who got eliminated in the knockout stages, but you are in second place.
The knockout stage just happened late last year?
No, it happened about 2 weeks ago. Oh, but you were in second after group play.
After like the first game, you were in second place, Jeff.
Yeah.
Fourth place was Melissa Carter.
Yeah!
Brandon came in third place.
I picked the Netherlands.
Sports idiot savant.
I picked the Netherlands, though, so I was the only one that picked the Netherlands out of everybody I knew.
So and it they comes lost. Down.
But they made it to the finals.
Which nobody picked that.
Yeah, he's hanging on as much as he can.
He is.
I was in it to the 117th minute.
Doesn't matter, you still came in third. Wendy beat you and I beat you. I came in first, Wendy came in second place.
Bert, you actually won it.
Based on the flags, yes. So my research has paid off.
Finally.
And Wendy beat Brandon.
I'm about tired of losing Wendy. I need to find somebody I can beat Wendy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we all seem to lose to Wendy on things that we're really passionate
about.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but fantasy football next.
I've got that.
All right, all of our picks and everything are up online at thebertshow.com.
The Bert Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.